Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. We've read all the books, we've bought all the courses, we've tried all the tactics, all in search of the elusive secret to growth and scaling. So now let's take a different path. It's not risk-free, it's not guaranteed, but when done correctly, it produces one winner after another. Today, we leverage everything. My name is Josh Thomas. I'm your host. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. This podcast is brought to you by VAIQ. We find high-performing international talent and put them into high-performing environments that we build and run for you. And we stay on top of them every single day so that they have no choice but to produce consistent results. We found this to be the fastest way to expand production, save time, lower stress, and get back to leading instead of micromanaging. Plus, you can save up to 70% versus hiring locally. You can learn more by going to VAIQ.net. Today's guest is Carlos Benjamin. He provides elite, culturally aligned talent for the experiential marketing industry, building front-of-house teams that power iconic brands, most viral and socially impactful experiences. A veteran of live experiences and brand-driven storytelling, he's a connector and a powerful bridge between brands and their audiences. Carlos, welcome to the show and your experience. What is one thing that you do better than anyone else, and how do you use that to your advantage?
Thank you, Josh. Happy to be on the show. So, one thing that I do better than anyone else, and how do I use it to my advantage? I would say I have the ability to connect with audiences and clients in a way that other people just, I don't know, they just don't know how to do it. And how do I use it to my advantage is I lead with it. I prefer partnerships over transactional relationships. So anytime I'm working with a new client or even having a potential conversation with a I'm sorry, having a conversation with a potential client, I'm leading with my ability to connect with them at a human level versus, I need you or here's what I got to offer. I don't know how to explain it, but people tell me all the time, like, you're just very different. I've never met anyone who can connect this way. And, so yeah, that's what I know how to do better than anyone else. And this is how I use it to my advantage.
Some of the best relationships that I've ever formed had for business had literally nothing to do with business. And it was all about who is this person and how can I really relate and connect to them. And I think that's some of the one thing that you're really leaning into there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I think that that caters very well to what you really focus on in this high profile lifestyle. I'm looking at your press kit here, and you're looking pretty dapper in this blue suit on the picture. So like it's all about how do you show up and how are you perceived by that audience, and can you kind of dig into that a little bit more?
Yeah, so high profile lifestyle, my company, which came about, it really occurred from just my approach to all the experiences and projects that I've been offered and have, found myself working on. I'm originally from Selma, Alabama, so I have this southern charm about me. And, man, to me, I think it kind of boils down to like mannerism, approach, the golden rule, those things. And I would start to combine like everything that I've learned, including the training I've gotten from my performance coaches, my mentors over the years. I would combine all of that knowledge, wisdom, including, the way I was born and how I am as a Southern person, and just being this kind, refreshing person who, is really here to get it and fully understand what needs to happen, has allowed me to be able to create high profile experiences from every project that I work on. So even if a client has a project that's not even a high profile project, whenever they bring me on board and I bring my team on board, we amplify it to become a high profile project because we are opening doors for people. We're greeting them. We're saying please and thank you. We're checking on the busy people even while we're busy, you know? And these are some things that I discovered very early in my career just does not happen very often. People are so busy running around trying to get things done, thinking about what they have to do. They're not thinking about what other people has going on or what other people need to make happen and just double checking, being that attention to detail person. So yeah, just combining all those things and my training and my mentorship has allowed me to be able to really create high-profile experiences everywhere I go.
You know, sometimes it's the it's standardizing the simplest thing can make all of the difference. And as you were talking about this, one example comes to mind is if you ever go to Chick-fil-A and you say thank you, what do they say back?
Look, I don't remember what they say back because I'm not
My
a
pleasure.
frequent visitor. Nice. Yes, but I know they're very, very kind when you go there, and there's always a difference from the Chick-fil-A experience than there is with, Wendy's or any other chain restaurant. So that is always noticeable for me as well when I do get a chance to visit those stores.
And it's one of those things where it's so hard for us, and just even thinking about thank you for a minute, it's so hard for us to just look somebody in the eye and say, "You're welcome." Because what are we trained to say? Like, no problem. It was nothing. Don't thank me. You know, and it's like, are you rejecting my gratitude? You know, like that's a weird thing to do. You know, but and so. Chick-fil-A, as an example, they standardized the response when somebody says thank you, my pleasure. You know, and you go to any Chick-fil-A in the country and you're going to get that same treatment. And speaking of Wendy's here in Austin where I live, there's one Chick-fil-A and in the same parking lot as Wendy's. And there are cars wrapped around the building for the Chick-fil-A and people outside taking orders. And at the Wendy's, there basically is like some homeless guys and that's about it. And like they're just chilling out inside because, you know, the air conditioning's on.
Yeah, a totally different experience. And I'm glad that you mentioned that because it kind of makes me think about the experience that we bring to the table when we're working with like new brands and new organizations. Like a lot of times they don't know what to expect when they're hiring us. Sometimes they think that, we're just going to get a normal body of, talent who may not just be intentional, but we personally train all of our talent and I invest heavily into personal and professional development. That has become a very major driver of my organization and has allowed me to be able to have a dynamic talent roster that really blows the minds of the audiences of experiences that we're hired to come in and help support. So if I think about a nonprofit client that I have worked with recently, they invited, I think, like over 500 attendees to their event. They had never used a staffing partner before, and definitely not like a culturally aligned, intentional staffing partner who's providing people who are actually into what it is that you're putting on. And all day long, all we heard was the attendees saying, wow. And they were saying, wow, because we were pressing the elevator door before they got to it, or pressing the elevator button before we got to it. We were opening doors, before the people could, step up to the door, welcoming people. We were offering to take their picture, acknowledging how great they look, letting people know that, you have something on your shirt because they had on, people were dressed up very nice. So when you're wearing all black or all white, sometimes stains and spots will kind of stick out, And so we would actually kind of let them know that there's something there or get it for them if it's something that we can easily remove. And the attendees were just not used to that experience at all. So all day long, all we heard was just, wow, best experience we've ever had. And then we were such a resource because we were at every corner that they turned. No one had a chance to get lost, or get caught up in a maze instead of, instead they were able to focus strictly on the experience that they came for and really to enjoy that and not get caught up in any kind of chaos.
And it's one of those things that People remember. They may not remember you or your name, but they notice. It makes a difference, you know. And it's you do this great job of inspiring these memories as you're talking. Like I it reminded me. I was at the I flew into Chicago one time, and I needed to get to Oak Park, which is about an hour away from the airport. And I looked up the Uber rates, and the Uber Black was like $5 more than the regular one. So I'm like, I'm gonna get the Black.
Okay, not so bad.
So this guy pulls up in a really, really nice Escalade. He opens the door for me. He's wearing a suit that looks like it costs more than the car. I get in there. This thing is pristine. His name is Reginald Clark. Like, when's the last time? Can you remember any Uber driver that you've ever had at all? And this was 10 years ago, man. Reginald Clark picks me up in his Uber Black, and we spend an hour together. And he has this sophisticated level of knowledge of everything that's happening in the world, and we're talking it through. He gets out. He makes sure I don't forget. Don't forget your phone, sir.
Right.
You know. And he opens the door for me, and it was like, I'm never riding any other Uber in Chicago again. Like, I'm just gonna pay extra and get Reginald, you know.
Look at that.
And because
High
it was
profile
all of
experience.
those, it was a high profile experience. That's exactly right. And what did he do aside from having a really nice car? He took care of the situation. That's it. That's all he did, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just that little extra that he brought to the table left an amazing memory on you, something that you'll never forget. And so that really describes the experience that brands and organizations and clients get when they're hiring us, which is different from most agencies because I don't know, their focus is, I mean, and I've worked for several other companies, so I do know like what it's like to be on the other side, which is why I created my company and, found something unique about my offering that can really set me apart from what other agencies are offering and in the same, kind of space of event staffing and experiential marketing.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. And so tell me, who's the best type of person to connect with you, and how can they learn more?
Yeah, so I would say my ideal clients are, event producers, experiential marketing agency.
So, Carlos, tell us who is the best person to connect with you, and how can they connect?
Yeah, so ideal clients and best persons, people to get in touch with me are going to be event producers, experiential marketing agencies, also nonprofit event directors, and emerging brands that are looking for an intentional staffing partner. These are people who are either planning multi-market campaigns, brand activations, pop-up experiences. And then how do they get in touch with me? They can email me, Carlos at highprofilelifestyle.com. They can also visit our website and we have a contact us on there, which is highprofilelifestyle.com, and you can also find me on LinkedIn. You can find me under Carlos Benjamin or linkedin.com/CEO Carlos Benjamin. CEO Carlos, actually.
There you go. All right. Excellent. Cool. Well, hey, we're gonna thanks for sharing all of that, Carlos. It's
Absolutely.
I had no idea what a high profile experience or lifestyle situation was. And now that you've explained it, I immediately was able to call back to vivid memories that have stood out to me for many, many years. And that just is a testament to how important it really is to
Valuable.
add that to your events.
Absolutely, absolutely. So thank you for acknowledging that. And I'm very thankful that I had a chance to do this podcast with you. Definitely looking forward to talking with you more and just updating you on all the things that we're kind of rolling out for the new year. And yeah, happy that we got a chance to make this connection.
Hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Carlos Benjamin, for coming on and sharing a little bit of his wisdom. For those of you who want to connect directly with him, you can go to highprofilelifestyle.com. And once again, if you are looking to expand your capacity as a business owner, we'll place a high-performing VA into your business and manage them for you so that you can grow faster with less stress. You can go to vaiq.net to learn more about that. Until next time, remember this. If you want to win, push your chips in.